Again, friends, I welcome you warmly as we gather again around the old part of radio. I'm your host, Corey Walker, and I invite you to join me for another trip back in time as we explore the archives of radio history. It's back to school time this week. While I suspect many of you finished your education some time ago, as may not be the case for some of my younger listeners. For the rest of us, this time of year will bring back many memories, which I hope are mostly pleasant memories for all of you out there. To celebrate the return of our young ones to school or our big ones to college, I picked a couple school-themed episodes from the Golden Age of Radio. While I had many episodes to choose from, I chose two from the series The Aldrich Family. The Aldrich Family was a teenage sitcom that started as a summer replacement for the Jack Benny program on July 2, 1939, but turned into a full-fledged series running until April 19, 1953. Except for a full two-year stint between 1944 and 1946 on CBS, the series spent its entire run on NBC. The series revolved around 16-year-old Henry Aldrich, a boy who is quite capable of turning order into chaos. I guess he's just like most other 16-year-old boys, then, isn't he? Anyway, our first episode from the Aldrich Family is from an unknown air date and is titled Henry Spills Glue at School. Ezra Stone stars as Henry.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
No one has ever yet succeeded in crowding into one definition all the amazing characteristics of a typical teenage American boy. The best you can do is to say, boys will be boys, and let it go at that. This is especially true of Henry Aldrich. The scene opens in an empty classroom at Central High.
Henry, let's go. I'm hungry.
Wait a minute, Homer. Do you hear footsteps out there in the hall?
Sure, all the kids are going downstairs to eat their lunch like sensible human beings.
But do you hear any footsteps that sound like Mr. Nelson?
Henry, what are you afraid of?
Who's afraid? I'm not afraid.
Then why are you holding my hand?
Look, Homer, just open the door, see?
Sure, and we'll both go downstairs and eat our lunch.
No, Homer. Just peek out into the hall and tell me when you see Mr. Nelson going into the teacher's room.
Okay, Hen, but...
Don't stick your head out.
How can I see him if I don't stick my head out?
But he might see you.
Is that bad?
Quick, Homer, close the door.
But, Henry, I'm hungry.
Here, have my lunch. I've got glue on my mind.
Oh, boy.
Look, all we have to do is wait till Mr. Nelson is safely inside the teacher's room.
Yeah, why?
Homer, isn't it clear? I've got to keep out of his way. Although, gee whiz, it wasn't even my fault. I don't think.
What was it?
Knocking over the glue pot in manual training. Besides, I was just doing Willie a good turn by helping him knock his block off.
Helping him what?
Knock his block off. Knock his block off. He went and put one block too many in his inlaid breadboard.
And you knocked over a whole pot of glue?
No. Gee whiz, it was only half full.
Well, but Mr. Nelson threw a fit.
You know what really made him mad? He stepped in the glue, see? And walked right out of his shoe. Yeah, and right there in the toe of his sock was about the biggest hole I've ever seen.
Gee, you don't ever think of teachers as being real human beings with holes in their socks, do you?
And I'm not sure, but I think he had one in the heel, too.
Boy, Henry.
Sure. So tell me the truth. Do you think I deserve to get a detention for a little thing like that?
Gee whiz, did Mr. Nelson give you a detention?
Not yet. That's why I'm avoiding him. All he said was he'd look into the glue pot later. Homer, somebody's coming.
Well, Henry, my peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, quick, get under the desk.
Henry, you're sitting on me.
Stop squirming, Homer. We'll show.
How could we?
Henry, my goodness, what are you and Homer doing under that desk?
Oh, Kathleen, I thought you were... Homer, get up.
I can. I'm underneath.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
My goodness, I was just talking about you.
About me, Kathleen?
Homer, what could I possibly say about you?
That's true.
It was about the basketball game this afternoon, Henry.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, the basketball game.
And my goodness, the silliest thing happened. Guess who asked me to go to the game with him? Charlie Clark.
Charlie Clark?
Well, you know how he pesters me. He even wanted to take me out for soda afterwards. My goodness, I suppose he thinks I'd be the envy of all the girls if I went with him.
Wouldn't they be envious if you went with Henry?
Homer, don't be ridiculous.
Of course, Homer, don't be ridiculous.
Kathleen, what's so ridiculous about that?
And Henry, Charlie said if at the last minute you couldn't take me to the game to let him know.
Oh, he did? Well, gee, what did he mean by that?
Well, that's what I wondered. You are going to take me, aren't you, Henry?
Well, sure, Kathleen, absolutely. I might be, well, a couple of minutes late, well, but I'll be there. I'm pretty sure.
There's nothing wrong, is there, Henry?
Wrong? Gee whiz, no. Everything, the things have never been better. I think.
Then why are you and Homer waiting here in this classroom?
We like it here, where it's quiet.
Oh. Well, then I'll meet you at Miss Trevor's classroom at 3:45.
Sure. Oh, Kathleen, is anybody out in the hall?
No, Henry.
The coast is clear, Homer. Come on.
Nobody
said
Miss Nelson. Bye.
Well, Mr. Nelson?
Sure, Henry. Here he comes down the hall.
Oh, boy. Look. Look, I'll be taking a drink from the water fountain here. You stand in front of me.
Okay, bend over.
Act nonchalant, Homer.
Nonchalant?
Hello there, Homer.
Gee, hello, Mr. Nelson. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
That's fine.
Fine.
And would you mind stepping aside, Homer? I'd like to get a drink.
A drink?
If you please.
Of water?
Unless they've started putting soda pop in the fountains.
That would be an awfully good idea, don't you think?
Homer, step aside.
Yes, sir.
Why, Henry.
Why, Mr. Nelson. Gee, the one person in school
You wanted to speak to me, Henry?
Yes, sir. I just want to apologize for that little accident this morning in manual training.
Which accident do you mean?
When I accidentally, and through no fault of my own, helped knock over the glue pot.
You mean you were the one who knocked it over?
You mean you didn't know?
Well, Henry, as much as I admire your honesty...
Yes, sir?
I'm afraid I'll have to give you a detention. Mr. Bradley's rules, you know.
A detention? This afternoon?
Yes, Henry, in my room right after school.
But Mr. Nelson...
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm eating my lunch here in the teacher's room.
Oh, boy.
Hello there, Nelson.
How are you, Prescott? This seat taken?
No, go ahead. I just came from band practice. Have you got an aspirin?
Afraid not. I used all mine.
Does anyone know what'll take chalk off?
Oh, is it good to sit down? My feet are killing.
Well, I'll trade you my head for your feet any day. So, aren't you eating?
Not yet. All I want to do is sit here and relax.
Oh, Mr. Nelson, someone to see you.
Oh, why does everything always go wrong on Monday?
Is this only Monday? My head feels like Friday.
Yes, what the... Oh, it's you again, Henry.
Yes, sir, indeed. How are you anyway, Mr. Nelson?
Frankly, I'm hungry.
Why, I was just wondering, Mr. Nelson, was it this afternoon you said you wanted me to take my detention?
It was.
Or was it tomorrow afternoon?
It was this afternoon.
Not tomorrow?
Henry.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Nelson. I'll be glad to stay after school. Only, what do you think our basketball team is going to do today?
What they usually do, lose.
Oh. Mr. Nelson, did I tell you how sorry I am I knocked over your sock? I mean your glue. Gee whiz.
I'm sorry too, Henry. Now, was that all you had?
Hope your shoes are all right.
They will be once I get them loose from the floor up there.
Well, gee whiz, what are you wearing?
These gym shoes are very comfortable.
Gym shoes?
I had to borrow them from Charlie Clark.
Charlie, oh boy. Mr. Nelson, about this afternoon.
About this afternoon, Henry, I'll see you at 3:30.
Yes, sir. Just before the basketball game?
That's right.
Oh.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Who is that, Nelson?
The Aldrich boy.
Oh, yes? What do you want coming in here?
He didn't say. Nice boy, that, Henry.
Are you sure you haven't got any aspirin?
Positive. I hated to have to give him a detention, but you know how Mr. Bradley is.
I sure do.
Have to keep your finger on everybody's pulse, you know.
Speaking of pulse, look who just came in.
Well, Miss Trevor.
Mr. Nelson, Mr. Prescott.
Here, have my chair, Miss Trevor.
Oh, no, have mine.
Why don't I just take this empty one right here?
What's that in the basket, Miss Trevor?
Apples. I just cleaned out my desk. Anyone like one?
No, thank you.
I'll have one.
Well, I'll have one, too.
Will you have one of my lettuce sandwiches, Miss Trevor?
No, thank you. I can only stay a minute. Mr. Nelson, about the basketball game this afternoon...
Oh, I'm certainly sorry you can't go with me, Miss Trevor.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Nelson, I got those papers marked last night.
Oh?
So I will be able to go with you after all.
Why, that's great. Yes.
Well.
Nelson, didn't you say you had a detention this afternoon?
Oh, say, I'd forgotten all about that.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'll tell you what, Miss Trevor, I don't mind being second choice.
What?
Suppose I pick you up at your room at 3:30.
Well, now, just a minute. I can get out of this detention.
Oh, no, you can't, Nelson. Miss Trevor, I'll pick you up at 3:30.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Prescott.
Thank you, operator. I'll wait.
But, Henry, why are you phoning your mother?
I'm just using my head, Homer. I can get out of this detention.
You can.
If I can just replace that glue I spilled, I'm pretty sure Mr. Nelson will be reasonable about the whole thing.
Hello?
Now, get out of the phone booth, Homer. Hello, Mother.
Henry, why aren't you in school?
I am. I'm right here in Miss Shea's booth.
You're not in any kind of trouble, are you, dear?
Trouble? Well, gee, why do you say a thing like that? I just happened to be passing the phone, see, and I have 5 minutes before my next class.
Yeah?
And, yeah, and, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. Is that all you phoned for?
Sure, and could you please send Mary down here with a can of glue?
A can of what?
Glue, Mother, glue. What you used to stick shoes to. I mean furniture legs.
Dear, what do you want glue for?
For manual training. The can they had sort of ran out, see? And, well, I thought it might help matters if I supplied them with an extra one.
Well, that's very nice of you, Henry, but can't it wait until tomorrow?
No. Gee whiz, if I don't get it today, I'll probably get a detention.
What's that?
Oh, Henry.
Oh, boy.
Henry, did you say a detention?
Look, Mother, will you please tell Mary to run all the way? Goodbye.
Henry, I'm glad I found you.
Yes, Mr. Nelson?
I've been thinking over what you said to me in the teacher's room.
Gee, I didn't mean anything by that.
I know. But when you said you thought your detention was tomorrow...
Oh, I realize now that it's today.
But,
Henry, I wondered what you'd think, Mr. Nelson, if I were to replace the glue I spilled.
That won't be necessary, Henry.
You mean it wouldn't help matters any?
Henry, in view of the fact that you did clean up all the glue...
All except what spattered into the bandsaw.
You spattered glue on the bandsaw?
You mean you didn't know?
Well, Henry, even if you did...
And I realize, Mr. Nelson, that you have to punish me for it. Gee whiz, if you teachers didn't keep discipline around here, who would?
Well, Henry, what I had in mind
Mr. Nelson, I hope you won't think I'm being forward, but... Mr. Nelson, what would you think of this?
Of what?
How would you like to have sort of a right hand all the rest of the year?
What's that?
Gee, I'll clean up the manual training room and sharpen the chisels and carry messages for you and help you mark papers.
No, Henry, I don't think...
I'll do anything if you'll just release me from that detention today. Anything you ever ask me to do, Mr. Nelson, no matter what it is.
Henry, I certainly appreciate your offer.
Gee whiz, you do?
Therefore, Henry,
Mr. Nelson.
Yes, Mr. Bradley.
Step into my office for a moment.
Certainly, Mr. Bradley.
Mr. Nelson, about my property.
Well, I'll be back in a minute, Henry. Wait right there.
Sure, Mr. Nelson, I'd be glad to.
This way, Mr. Nelson.
Hey, Homer, come here.
Sit down, please.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley.
Now then, Mr. Nelson, something quite serious has just happened.
Oh? Oh, it has?
It has.
Oh.
I've just received a call from a mother who claims that we're forcing her boy to supply glue for manual training.
What's that?
And, Mr. Nelson, when this mother pointed out that she pays taxes to buy just such items as glue, you can imagine my position.
Yes, sir, but...
I was without an answer, Mr. Nelson.
Yes, sir, but...
Mr. Nelson, if you ran out of glue in manual training this morning, may I ask why you didn't report it to me?
But, Mr. Bradley, we have plenty of glue in manual training. Lacquer that we're out of. Or is it varnish? No, I'm sure it's lacquer.
You're sure?
Yes, sir.
You're quite sure?
Why, I'm almost sure, sir.
I see. So, Mr. Nelson, you claim you have plenty of glue?
Yes, sir.
Now, would you please tell me how many pots?
Why, we have somewhere between, well, I know we have plenty, Mr. Bradley.
Plenty? I see. Mr. Nelson, when the school board asked me how many students we had registered in Central High, do you think I replied, plenty?
No, sir.
I replied, I told them how many we had.
Yes, sir.
It appears to me, Mr. Nelson, that it must be quite difficult for you to teach manual training with only a vague idea as to the amount of your supplies.
Yes, sir.
You admit it's difficult.
Why, it isn't exactly, that is...
It would be easier if you knew what you had in the storeroom.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Bradley, much easier.
And then I'm sure you'll agree with me that you ought to take a complete inventory of your manual training room supplies.
Yes, sir.
Very well. Begin right after your last class this afternoon, Mr. Nelson, and I want all the figures on my desk by 5:00.
This afternoon, Mr. Bradley? I mean, you don't mean tomorrow afternoon.
I mean this afternoon.
Oh.
That will be all, Mr. Nelson.
Yes, Mr. Bradley, and, well, thank you, sir.
We have to keep our finger on everybody's pulse, you know.
Yes, sir. I know.
Here I am, Mr. Nelson. I'm still waiting.
Waiting for what?
Why, for your answer to my proposition. You know, about my helping you whenever you need help.
Oh, yes, Henry, I remember. Please report to the storeroom at 3:30 this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Well, we're going to take inventory. And since it may take 3 or 4 hours, you'd better get some sandwiches from the cafeteria.
Sandwiches? You mean we'll be that long? But Mr. Nelson...
That's all right, Henry. Just charge them to me.
But Mr. Nelson...
Hey, Henry.
What, Homer?
I caught her.
You caught who?
Kathleen, like you just told me to. And I told you we're taking her out for a soda after the basketball game.
Homer, you didn't.
And she was so excited, she kissed me.
Oh, boy.
So I threw in a movie.
Oh, boy.
Now, I don't have to tell you folks how good Jell-O puddings are. Yes, Jell-O chocolate, butterscotch, and vanilla puddings, a trio of treats, chock full of old-fashioned homemade goodness. And say, ever try chocolate peppermint pudding? Just prepare one package of smooth, velvety Jell-O chocolate pudding as usual. While still warm, add crushed peppermint stick candy, let it chill, then top with whipped cream and sprigs of mint. All three Jell-O puddings made with milk are nourishing, and they cook to perfection in just about 5 minutes. No wonder more people buy Jell-O puddings than any other prepared puddings in the world. And now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry's plans to take Kathleen to a basketball game this afternoon have been shattered by an after-school detention from Mr. Nelson. As a result of his efforts to avoid it, Henry and Mr. Nelson are now tied up for the whole afternoon taking inventory. The scene opens in Mr. Aldrich's office. It is later the same afternoon.
Hello?
Hello. Is that Mr. Aldrich?
Yes. Is that you, Homer?
Sure. Gee, how are you?
Well, I'm fine.
Mr. Aldrich... Henry wants to know if you'd mind having your secretary, Miss Thompson, run down here to school with your adding machine.
Adding machine? What for?
To speed things up. And while she's here, would you mind if Henry borrowed Miss Thompson?
What's that?
Then maybe he could polish this whole thing off in an hour and see the finish of the basketball game anyway.
Homer, what on earth are you talking about?
An inventory, Mr. Aldrich, in manual training.
Henry's taking inventory?
Yes, sir.
But isn't that a teacher's job?
Sure. Mr. Nelson's helping him.
Yes, but where does Henry come in? Why aren't some of the other teachers helping Mr. Nelson?
Why, there don't seem to be any available. I think they're all going to the basketball game.
Yeah? And dumping their work off on the students?
Oh, no, it's just that Mr. Nelson and Henry sort of felt Henry should help Mr. Nelson.
Now, just a minute. Let's get to the bottom of this.
The bottom? Well, I think Henry would just as soon you didn't.
What's that?
He'd just as soon you forgot the whole thing. Goodbye.
Homer, wait. Homer, come back here.
Can't you write all this down faster, Henry?
Yes, Mr. Nelson.
53 hacksaw blades.
53 hacksaw blades.
2 kegs, 3-inch nails.
2 kegs, 3-inch nails.
26 pots of glue.
Gee, we've got plenty of that, haven't we?
Just put down 26.
Yes, sir.
Now, 12 quarts mahogany stain.
12 quarts of mahogany stain.
1 case tomato soup.
What?
Now, wait a minute. That belongs down in domestic science.
Gee, look at the time, Mr. Nelson. 3:40. When's the basketball game supposed to start?
4:00.
Oh, boy. Gee, Mr. Nelson, do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
Now, what is it?
Frankly, do you think Charlie Clark is so handsome?
Yeah, I suppose he is, to a girl.
Gee, I hope not. You know who I'd really call handsome? That Mr. Prescott, for instance.
Prescott? Let's get back to our inventory.
Hey, Henry. Gee whiz, it's Homer. Mr. Nelson, would you mind if I stepped out of the storeroom just a second and had a word with my friend?
All right, but don't take more than a minute.
I won't.
Henry, I just phoned your father, and it's no use.
Why not?
He started asking too many questions.
Oh, boy. Then there's only one thing to do. Homer, you've got to take Kathleen to the basketball game for me.
I do.
Here are the tickets, and here's the money for the sodas. And don't let her even talk to Charlie Clark.
Okay, sure. It'll be a pleasure.
And be sure she has a real good time, Homer.
Oh, boy. I'll say I will.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
Oh, boy.
Now, wait, Homer. Let's talk this over.
Homer.
Yes, Mr. Nelson.
Will you drop this case of tomato soup off in domestic science on your way down?
I'd be glad to, Mr. Nelson. Is it creamed or clear?
Never mind. Just get it down there right away.
Homer.
So long, Henry. Thanks for everything.
Homer, come back here.
Something wrong, Henry?
Mr. Nelson, did you see that look on Homer's face?
What about it?
Gee whiz, I'd be better off if she went to the game with Charlie.
But, Homer, the game starts in 10 minutes.
I know. Do you mind if I set this case of soup down?
Where's Henry? I've been waiting and waiting.
That's what I want to talk to you about, Kathleen. Guess who you're going to the game with?
Not Henry.
No, he has to take inventory up in the storeroom.
Inventory?
So guess who's taking you to the game?
Not Charlie Clark.
Guess again.
Homer, I can't. Who?
Me.
You?
Sure.
I'm going to the game with you?
Sure.
Right out in public?
And I'm taking you out for a soda afterward. What do you say about that?
Homer, I'm speechless.
I thought you would be.
And I must say, you certainly have your nerve.
What?
Sneaking around behind your best friend's back and trying to steal his girlfriend right from under his nose.
But Kathleen, he gave you to me.
Henry Aldrich would never do a thing like that to me.
Kathleen, are you insulting me?
Goodbye, Homer.
Where are you going?
I'm going up to the storeroom and help Henry take inventory.
But Kathleen, students aren't allowed up there without permission.
I'll get in somehow.
Okay, Kathleen, that's your attitude. Where's my tomato soup?
Right there.
Okay, and see if I ever speak to either one of you again.
Homer, watch where you're going.
Which way do you ever want me to...
Homer, look out for the stairs!
Hey,
what?
What was that again, Mr. Aldrich?
I just said, Mr. Bradley, that I don't want you to think of me as a complaining parent.
Oh, no, no, of course not, Mr. Aldrich. Why, one of my greatest pleasures as principal is hearing from our parents.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Bradley. Now, I realize it's a small thing, but my boy has his heart set on going to that basketball game this afternoon.
Of course he has.
And it seems to be just a bit unfair to force him to take an inventory just because all the teachers want to go to the game.
Oh, is that what's happened, Mr. Aldrich?
Didn't you know, Mr. Bradley?
Oh, why,
I assume you know what's going on in your own school.
Why, I do, Mr. Aldrich, I do. I do. As a matter of fact, I was just about to clap down on that very thing.
I'm glad to hear it, Mr. Bradley.
Although I'm sure, Mr. Aldrich, you'll agree with me, our teachers ought to attend the school basketball game.
Certainly, Mr. Bradley, just as long as they don't neglect their own work and keep students from attending.
You're entirely right, Mr. Aldrich. I'll look into Henry immediately. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Aldrich. Let's hear from you again. Miss Shay! Miss Shay!
Yes, Mr. Bradley?
Miss Shay, have all the teachers gone to the game this afternoon?
Well, I'm not sure, Mr. Bradley.
You're not sure? Miss Shay, as my secretary, it seems to me you ought to know what's going on in this school.
Yes, Mr. Bradley.
Didn't any of the teachers have papers to mark or lessons to prepare? Didn't any of them have detention?
Well?
Yes, Miss Shay?
Well, Mr. Nelson is taking inventory.
Inventory? Go up there and tell Henry Aldrich I want to see him immediately.
This is still Miss Trevor's classroom, isn't it, Mr. Nelson?
Henry, I'm beginning to wonder.
This is where Kathleen said to meet her. Gee whiz, I wonder where they are. We're only a few minutes late.
Henry, are you sure Mr. Bradley said to drop the inventory?
Positive, Mr. Nelson. Gee, he was as nice as pie.
That's strange.
Mm-hmm. He said to go to the game and to remember all the good plays so I could tell my father.
Oh, Mr. Nelson.
There's Miss Trevor now.
And Kathleen, too. Hi, Kathleen. Am I glad to see you.
Hello, Henry. Mr. Nelson, could I speak to you alone for a minute?
Why, of course. What is it?
I'm afraid it's bad news.
Henry. Boy, Kathleen, let's get going to the game. I'm finally all straightened out.
You are? Well, look.
For a while, I was pretty worried, Kathleen. I thought I'd never get to take it.
Henry.
But everything's all right now. Come on.
But that's just it, Henry. I can't go.
You can't go? Why not?
Henry, I was only on my way to help you with your inventory when...
Oh, Kathleen.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Bradley.
You'll have to excuse Kathleen, Henry. She has a 2-hour detention this afternoon.
Detention?
Yes, here in Miss Trevor's room. Henry, what would you think of a young lady who climbs around on fire escapes?
Fire escapes, Kathleen?
Oh, Miss Trevor.
Yes, Mr. Bradley?
The sooner you begin your detention, the sooner you will be free to talk to Mr. Nelson.
Gee whiz, Kathleen. Gee, You mean I have to go to the basketball game with somebody like Homer?
Homer can't go either.
He can't?
He's down in the nurse's office. They're reviving him with tomato soup.
I'm sorry, I can't go to the game with you, Mr. Nelson.
I'm sorry, too, Miss Trevor.
Come along, Kathleen.
Goodbye, Henry.
Goodbye, Kathleen. Gee whiz.
I know exactly how you feel, Henry.
Mr. Nelson.
Yes, Henry?
Mr. Nelson, how would you like to go to the basketball game with me?
I'd be delighted, Henry. Let's go.
Still mad because Kathleen just happened to accidentally kiss me, Henry?
Huh.
Won't you even speak to me, Henry?
Huh.
Oh, Mr. Seymour.
Yes, Homer.
Will you ask Henry why he won't shake hands with me and end this whole thing?
Sure thing. But first, let me tell the folks about the happiest ending a meal ever came to. Yep, it's Jell-O, the luscious, shimmering dessert everybody goes for. Because you just can't beat Jell-O for tempting fruit-like goodness. In any one of those six delicious flavors, strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, or lime. Every Jell-O flavor is a special treat in itself, rich with that famous locked-in goodness. Flavor sealed right in by a special process, so it can't get out till your first delectable spoonful. And that's why Jell-O is America's favorite gelatin dessert.
Here's hoping you'll be in your living room and ours next week at the same time. Good night, folks.
The Aldridge Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Patricia Jowdery and Del Dinsdale, with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldridge are House Jameson and Catherine Roth. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying, The Aldridge Family is brought to you by the Jell-O Family.
For desserts that are delicious, boy, believe me, you should know. They are made by famous J-E-L-L-O.
Listen again next Thursday, same time, same station, to another sparkling half hour with the Aldridge Family.
What a nice ending to this story. I'm sure glad Henry found somebody to go with him to the ball game. On an unrelated note, I wonder how much a student ticket to a ball game cost back in the 1940s. If any of you remember that, let me know, and I'm kind of curious. Anyway, you just heard Henry Spills Glue at School from the series The Aldrich Family. The episode starred Ezra Stone and Henry and was from an unknown air date. Next, I'm going to play another Aldrich Family episode. This episode is the second last episode of Season 1 and was first heard at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, May 21st, 1940 on NBC Blue. It's titled School Picnic. Quote, it's noon in Centerville, and as the scene opens, Henry and his pal Dizzy Stevens are just coming down the steps of Central High on their way to lunch. And so opens this great episode. Enjoy.
Mother.
The Aldridge Family, written by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry Aldridge. Brought to you by the puddings that are tops in taste. Jell-O pudding. Do you remember when you were in your teens? Well, when you listen to Henry Aldrich and his pals, we think you'll sort of be able to detect a little of yourself. For Henry Aldrich is a typical American boy from a typical American family. Just listen and see if I am not right. It's noon in Centerville, and as the scene opens, Henry and his pal Dizzy Stevens are just coming down the stone steps of Central High School on their way to lunch.
Well, Dizzy, what I want to know is where it could have gone. Listen, a lunchbox isn't something a person just overlooks.
Well, you certainly overlooked yours.
Oh, no, I didn't. Somebody took mine. And boy, I didn't eat any breakfast this morning.
Can't you buy anything?
How am I going to buy anything? The only thing I've got in my pockets is this knife.
Gee whiz, Henry. You wouldn't like to sell that knife, would you?
Oh, no. It's got two blades, a corkscrew, and a combined can opener and nail file.
I'll give you 20 cents for it.
No.
I'll give you 30 cents.
No. Say, Dizzy, I think I know who took my lunch.
Yeah, who?
Irwin Cooper, and he's right over there. Hey, Irwin.
I'll wait here.
What do you have, Henry, my boy?
Irwin, I don't like to insinuate anything, but you haven't by any chance seen my lunch, have you?
What are you trying to do, kid me?
Don't you have the locker next to mine?
What if I have?
Well, I remember distinctly when I put my lunchbox in my locker this morning, you were standing right by it.
Go on.
Now, wait, Irwin. Don't try to walk away. Irwin. Hey, Irwin.
Hey, Henry. What do you think just happened to me?
What?
Do you remember Violet Hawkins?
Who's she?
The girl I always wanted a date with and never dared dream she'd even look at me.
I don't know her.
Sure you know her. She's the one that slapped me in the face the time I tied her to the desk.
Did she just slap you again?
No. Wait till I tell you. She just asked me to be a partner at the class picnic.
She did?
Sure. Who are you going with?
Oh, I haven't asked anyone yet.
You're not supposed to. You have to wait until a girl asks you.
I do?
Sure. Hasn't anyone asked you yet?
Well, I've been too busy for anyone to ask me. How could they even find me when I've been here, there, and everywhere looking for something?
I found you.
Dizzy, do you happen to know the name of that girl in our class with blonde hair?
With blonde hair?
Yeah.
That's the way half of them are.
No, she's the one that when she speaks, it's in sort of a low voice.
Oh!
You know who I mean?
No.
Well, I'll tell you, Dizzy. She wears high-heeled shoes, and Irwin Cooper is crazy about her.
Oh, I think I know the one you mean. That darn girl, Henry.
What's the matter with her? Boy, I wish she'd asked me to go to the picnic.
Henry, do you realize what you're doing with that knife?
What?
You just cut your tie in two.
Gee whiz, and that was one of my best.
Henry, you ought to sell that knife before you do some real serious damage.
No.
I'll give you 50 cents for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, with 50 cents you can buy out the school cafeteria.
I'm hungry, but I'm not going to sell this knife. And besides, look.
What is it?
I just found 10 cents in my pocket.
Are you sure that isn't mine?
How would your dime get in my pants pocket?
Well, I had a dime and change this morning.
Henry, Aldrich!
Gee, what's Dizzy? Stand in front of me, quick.
What's the matter?
Come on, let's go across the street to the Haven's drugstore. Hurry up, Dizzy.
Hey, wait for me, Henry.
Henry, somebody's calling
you. It's Agnes Lawson. She ruins every lunch hour I have.
Yeah, well, I'm going to leave you before she ruins mine.
Dizzy, come back.
Henry, I want to ask you something.
I'm busy, Agnes.
But wait, Henry.
What for?
Henry, do you like fried chicken?
Do I like what?
Do you like peanut butter sandwiches?
How many do you have?
Do you like deviled eggs?
Listen, Agnes, I'll take anything.
Well, how would you like to take me to the picnic?
You mean you haven't got any of those things with you?
Of course I haven't. Would you like to be my partner, Henry?
Well, the only thing is...
Oh, has somebody else asked you?
Well, somebody asked me not to accept any offers until I see about something else.
I love to put up a lunch, Henry. I just get the biggest kick out of it.
Don't talk any more about food, Agnes.
Huh?
I'm starved. The last class I had was in nutrition.
Oh, gee, that's too bad, Henry.
Gee whiz, I'm hungry enough to eat a well-balanced lunch. Say, Agnes, you know who that was that just went into the Haven's drugstore there?
Just now?
Yeah, that girl with blonde hair and high-heeled shoes.
Oh, come on, let's go in and see.
Oh, I don't think you better go in, too. I'm going in to meet a couple of the fellas in here.
Oh, you are? Well,
Will you let me know about the picnic, Henry?
Yeah, give me 3 days, Agnes. But if you'd rather not wait that long, I'll understand.
Goodbye, Henry.
Hey, Henry.
Hiya, Homer.
Henry, come over by this table a minute.
What'll you have?
Do you know who that girl is sitting at the counter?
Which one?
The blonde with the blue eyes.
Yeah, isn't she a beauty, though?
You couldn't loan me a dime, could you?
Well, that's all I got myself, Homer.
I'll pay you 25% interest.
No, I've got to go over to the counter and get my lunch.
I saw her first, though, Henry.
Yeah.
What do you have?
I guess this young lady was here first.
Oh, well, I haven't decided yet.
Oh. Mister, is that baked ham there?
Yes, sir.
What's that next to it?
Roast beef.
Oh. What's this?
Sliced chicken.
Well, I'll take apple pie.
Apple pie.
A small piece. That's a nickel, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Put a scoop of ice cream on it.
Could I trouble you for a paper napkin, please?
Oh, sure. How many would you like?
Just one.
Here, gee whiz. Take the whole container.
Do you want whipped cream on that pie?
Well,
no extra charge.
Shoot the works.
Hey,
Not bad.
That'll be 15 cents.
15 cents?
Nickel for the pie, dime for the large ice cream.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough, only, did I happen to order ice cream in the first place?
You don't want this?
Well, would it be an awful lot of trouble if I didn't take it?
You mean I gotta dismantle this thing?
Yeah, well, I'm afraid so.
Listen, what do you want?
Well,
Could I have the menu, please?
Oh, sure. You wouldn't like a piece of apple pie on me, would you?
Oh, I don't think I should.
Well, why not? Gee whiz, mister, one apple pie and, I think I'll take the same.
Just plain?
Yes, sir, plain. Well, it certainly seems good to have spring here.
Mm-hmm.
I like spring. I like to go on picnics, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you going to the class picnic?
Oh, I'm not saying yet.
Buddy, what's the idea of shaking pepper all around?
Gee whiz, mister, I didn't even know I had it in my hand.
Would anyone mind if I should take ice cream on my pie?
You want ice cream, too?
Large or small?
Well, I think I'll take, small.
Not large?
How about you, buddy?
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't think I'll eat anything at all.
I must be hungrier than you.
Yeah. Frankly, I was just going to eat to kill time anyhow.
Oh, could I have a chocolate malted, too?
A chocolate malted?
One chop!
Yes, sir. One chocolate malted.
What is your name?
My name's Henry Aldridge.
My name's Geraldine Love.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Gee whiz. Geraldine Love.
Who takes the check?
Oh, I'll pay for it. I wonder if...
Who are you looking for?
I just thought there might be someone in here I know.
Who?
I wonder whether there could be anyone outside looking for me. Would you mind excusing me for just a second while I step out?
How about this check?
I'll be right back. Dizzy? Hey, Dizzy.
What do you have?
Come here. I'm in a terrible position.
What happened?
Hurry up. Here's my knife. Give me that 50 cents.
I haven't got 50 cents anymore.
No?
No, I've been getting something to eat.
Haven't you anything?
Just 30 cents.
Well, gee whiz, that'll make 40 cents. Give it to me. Here's the knife.
Oh, did you decide to eat after all?
Only in a way I did.
Well, here, gee, thanks.
So long. Yeah, I've got to go back in.
Was anyone out in front?
Was there? And was it a good thing I saw him?
That'll be 20, 30, 40 cents.
Huh? Is that all?
Aren't you going to eat anything?
Gee, if you could have seen the lunch I brought from home.
Oh, you've already eaten?
I stuffed myself.
Hey, Henry.
What do you have, Dizzy?
Your mother's out here.
My mother?
Henry, dear, I've been looking all over for you.
Is somebody sick, Mother?
No, dear. You left your lunchbox at home in the living room.
Mother.
Well, dear, you can't go all day without anything to eat.
But, Mother, I've had more than enough. I left that box home on purpose.
Hi, Geraldine. Is that you in there?
Oh, hello, Erwin.
Listen, where did you come from, Erwin?
Oh, I see you found your box, Henry. Now maybe you can eat something.
Henry.
Mother, do you mind if I change the subject for just a minute? I want you to meet Geraldine Love.
Hello. Come on, Erwin. Let's go over to school.
Okay.
It was nice to have met you, Henry.
Gee whiz, she's gone.
Who is that young woman, Henry?
She's the best-looking girl in school, Mother.
She's hardly the best-mannered.
But you don't really know her. And while I appreciate your bringing this lunchbox, I do think you could have handed it to me more cautiously.
Henry, Agnes Lawson's mother phoned this morning.
Well?
She said I wanted to know whether you wouldn't like to go to the class picnic with Agnes.
I hope you didn't tell her I would.
Well, why wouldn't you, dear?
Mother, I couldn't possibly.
Why not?
Because.
Henry, there isn't any girl you know quite as nice as Agnes.
But, Mother, she can't begin to compare with Geraldine.
I'm sure she isn't as rude as that young woman.
You're just jumping at conclusions.
Henry, Agnes's mother has always been so nice to you.
And so is Agnes. But she's still not my idea of a girl I'd like to go on a picnic with.
Then I don't think you should accept any more of her hospitality.
Henry, say, Henry, aren't you going to be late to class?
Oh, hello, Agnes.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Aldrich. The last bell may ring any minute, Henry.
Well, there's still lots of time, Agnes.
Henry, don't you think this would be a good time to tell Agnes what we were just discussing?
But, Mother, look at the clock. I didn't know it was so late.
It won't take 1 minute.
What is it about?
Well, Agnes, would you like to have me go to the picnic with you?
Oh, Henry, of course.
Well, I'd like to go with you.
See that, dear? It didn't take 1 second.
Oh, I'm so glad you can go, Henry.
I think I'd better hurry.
Do you mind if I walk with you?
No.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, Mrs. Aldrich.
When are you going to eat your lunch?
During music.
Henry, look, hurry across the street.
Oh, Henry Aldrich.
Oh, gee whiz, Geraldine.
Could I see you alone, Henry?
I'll wait for you right at the entrance, Henry.
You better go right on in, Agnes.
Henry.
Well?
Henry, Irwin Cooper can't go to the picnic. Would you like to be my partner?
I? Be your partner?
Of course.
Well, gee whiz.
Would you?
The only thing is...
Has someone else asked you?
I can fix it, all right. I can fix it. I'm sure I can.
Really?
Of course.
Oh, Henry. Henry, I'm so thrilled you can go.
Gee whiz, think how I feel. I'm going with you. Boy, I'm going with you.
Can you bring the lunch, Henry?
I bring it?
Oh, I just hate to put up an old lunch.
Sure, I'd be very glad to.
Oh, my goodness, we better hurry.
Henry! Hey, Henry, I've got a message for you. Come here.
What is it, Dizzy?
Come here.
Could you excuse me, Geraldine?
You won't forget, Henry.
Forget? How could I?
Listen, Henry, let me tell you, boy, you're going to pass right out.
Why?
I fixed it up for you.
You fixed what up for me?
To go to the picnic.
With who?
The girl you said you wanted to meet.
But I just met her.
Oh, no, Henry, that isn't the girl you wanted to meet. I just talked to the one you want. She's crazy to have you go.
But, Dizzy, I've already got a date with this one.
It's too late to tell the one I've talked to you can't go, Henry. She busted a date purposely. Boy, aren't I your pal?
I'll say you're my pal. That makes three girls and one picnic.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of Henry's age often say and do a lot of things that puzzle parents. But among the most surprising things about all boys and girls is their strange powers of hearing. Your own son, for instance, may be just upstairs in his room when you call him from the kitchen.
Tommy! Oh, Tommy, come down here a minute. Tommy!
But no answer, so you call again. And this goes on for several minutes until you finally say to yourself,
well, I did think he might want this extra dish of Jell-O chocolate pudding. But if he doesn't, I'll eat it myself.
Wait a minute, Mother. Here I am. Where is it?
Aha. You see, it just goes to prove that all you have to do is mention, just barely whispered, Jell-O chocolate pudding, and folks young and old will come a-running. Because seriously, ladies and gentlemen, Jell-O chocolate pudding is a mighty delicious treat. It's a grand, satisfying dessert, delightfully smooth and creamy. And every tempting spoonful is rich with swell, chocolatey flavor. You'll be glad to know, too, that Jell-O chocolate pudding is easy to make and that it costs only a few pennies. So try some real soon. For keen, luscious enjoyment, Jell-O chocolate pudding is in a class by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, getting back to Henry Aldrich. When we left him, Henry, through no fault of his own, was dated with three girls for the class picnic. Now the scene opens on the morning of the picnic. Henry, wearing an apron, is working in the Aldrich kitchen.
Mother, is this all the wax paper we have?
Well, Henry, you've already used two rolls.
But I'm making the sandwiches big.
May I ask how big Geraldine's mouth is?
Look, Mother, look at this swell bottle of stuffed olives.
Where did you get enough money to buy those?
I sold a picture that was up on my wall. Mother, I wonder why Geraldine doesn't like to put up a lunch.
What did Agnes say when you told her you couldn't go with her?
Very little.
Well, Henry, I still don't like it.
But don't you think it was all right for me to tell the girl Dizzy fixed up for me that I couldn't go?
That was entirely different.
Oh. Henry, what's become of the portable phonograph that was up in my room?
Mary, I meant to speak to you about that. Do you need it today?
What's more, I'd like to know what became of that pillow that was up in my room.
Well, which one?
The Princeton one.
Couldn't I borrow that if I take very good care of it? I'm going to rent a canoe, Mary.
Why can't you take my Harvard pillow, Henry?
Gee whiz, as though I could ask any girl to sit on Harvard.
Why not, Henry?
Well, in the first place, it's coming out at the seams.
So Agnes will notice that.
Agnes? I'm not going with Agnes.
I thought you were.
Mary, didn't you tell Agnes?
Tell her what?
Mary. Mary, the message I gave you.
When?
When you were going over to her house yesterday. I called downstairs to you.
I didn't hear you.
But you must have. I said, Mary, will you please tell Agnes I can't take her to the picnic because I have a very urgent engagement.
Well, I certainly didn't understand you, Henry.
Well, gee whiz, if that doesn't leave Agnes in an embarrassing position.
Why Agnes?
Why Agnes? She'll have to eat her lunch alone.
Oh, no, she won't, dear.
But, Mother, I couldn't take her.
You certainly will, dear.
But what will Geraldine think?
You've known Agnes a great deal longer than you have Geraldine.
But, Mother, haven't you caught on? I'm not fond of Agnes. If I take her, I'll be embarrassed the whole afternoon.
Mary, could you let me speak to Henry alone, please?
Yes, Mother. But I fully disapprove of the whole thing.
That's because neither one of you is a boy. And what's more, you've never had to take out Agnes.
Henry, I realize Geraldine must be a very pretty girl.
Well, she's beautiful, Mother.
Well, let's grant she's the most beautiful girl that ever lived. But don't you see how Agnes is going to feel? And her mother's always been so nice to you.
Oh, don't misunderstand me, Mother. I'm very fond of Agnes's mother. In fact, if it were a choice, I'd rather take her.
I'm sorry, dear. I'm not going to say anything more.
I see. Does that mean yes or no, Mother?
I've said all I'm going to.
Henry, Dizzy's at the front door.
Hey, Henry.
I'm coming, Diz. Henry, I'm in an emergency. What's the matter?
Do you want to buy this knife? I'll let you have it for 50 cents.
It isn't worth 50.
You try to sell it to me for 50. And if you don't buy it, I won't have any lunch at the picnic.
Why not?
My girl can't go.
She can't, Dizzy?
No.
It would be your girl. Listen, Dizzy. If I'll fix you up with one of the swellest girls you ever met in your life, will you give me that knife?
Are you kidding me?
Do you like fried chicken?
Oh.
And peanut butter sandwiches?
Oh.
And deviled eggs?
Oh, sure I do.
Give me the knife, Dizzy.
Here, who is it?
Come here while I telephone. Boy, are you in luck. Hello, operator.
Gee whiz, what's she like?
She's a dream.
Yeah?
And she's got the swellest mother. Oh. Operator, I want walnut 373.
Walnut 373. Now, wait a minute, Henry. Isn't that Agnes's number?
Dizzy, her mother can cook.
I know, Henry, but I'm not interested.
She's got a lunch basket that's really a laundry hamper.
She has?
Mm-hmm. Oh, operator. The line's busy? Well, will you let me know when it isn't? Boy, am I going to have a swell time with Geraldine. You know what I'm going to do, Dizzy?
What?
Well, I'm going to rent a canoe.
Well, where'd you get the money?
I sold a set of books I never read. And hey, look at this phonograph.
Gee whiz, what did you sell to get that?
Oh, nothing. Want to listen to something swell? Ever hear anything like it, Dizzy? I got a pillow from Princeton, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to let Geraldine sit on it. right in the middle of the canoe. And then you know what?
And then what?
Well, you know that cove way over on the far side of the lake?
Yeah.
Boy, is that a swell place to eat lunch.
Gee whiz.
Hello? Henry, look what happened to the record. Hello, Agnes? Agnes, how would you like to have me arrange a very pleasant surprise? How would you enjoy going today with Dizzy Stevens?
What does she say, Henry?
Oh, no, Agnes. I think you've got the wrong idea of him. What's that? Oh, no, Agnes. He isn't like that.
Hang up, Henry.
To whom are you talking?
To Agnes, Mrs. Aldridge.
Henry, you are not to tell her you can't take her.
Yeah, but Mother...
Did you hear me?
Yes. Hello, Agnes. I'd like to go with you. No, I'd be very glad to. I'll pick you up in about an hour. Goodbye.
Henry, could I have my knife?
Gee whiz. Am I going to have a swell time? Agnes and Geraldine, both at once. Do you see anyone coming, Agnes?
And maybe she changed her mind, Henry.
I'm sure Geraldine is coming. She told me she was.
Oh, couldn't we get into the canoe here? You know, I've always wanted to go in a canoe.
Haven't you ever been in one?
No.
Can you swim?
No, I can't.
Is that right? Oh, gee, look who's coming down the path.
Who is it?
Geraldine. I'll be back in a second, Agnes.
Oh, gosh, Henry, why don't you wait here on the dock?
Well, I've got to help her carry her sweater.
Hello, Henry.
Hello. So you came, huh? Let me carry your sweater for you.
Thank you ever so much. Henry, who's that down on the dock?
Well, it seems, Geraldine, there was a misunderstanding.
Henry, that girl isn't going with us, is she?
Geraldine, she's just a friend of the family.
But I asked you to go.
Well, I'm here to go with you. She's really going just for my mother.
Hi, Geraldine.
Now, look,
who's
here.
Oh, Erwin Cooper. I thought you couldn't come.
I'm here, though. How are you, Henry? Glad to see you, my boy.
I'm glad to see you.
Oh, we're both glad to see you.
Henry!
Who's that calling you, Henry?
Oh, it's just a girl.
Henry!
Yes, Agnes.
Help me!
What's the matter?
Oh, Henry, look. She's got one foot on the dock and one foot in the canoe. And she's holding your lunch basket right over the water.
Hey, Agnes! Pull your legs together!
I'm gonna fall in!
Well, put that lunch basket down, Agnes! It's only 3 feet deep. Grab the canoe, Agnes. Stand up. Get your head out of the water.
Henry, I'm drowning.
Agnes, don't be childish. Just get off your knees.
And then what?
Then wade in.
I'm coming, Henry.
Open your eyes. You're wading the wrong way.
Oh,
here, give me your hand, Agnes.
All right. Here.
Come on now. Up.
There.
Don't drip in the lunch basket.
I won't, Henry. I'll just squeeze my dress out a little here and there. I'll be all right.
Now look, Agnes, don't you think you ought to go right straight home?
No, the sun's awfully warm. We can get in the canoe and it'll be dry by the time we get to the other side of the lake.
Where's Geraldine?
Oh, there she is. Look, out on the lake with Erwin.
She was. They're in a canoe. And they took my lunch basket.
Come on, Henry. Get in this canoe with me, huh?
Sure. I'll get in.
Isn't it lucky you have this crimson pillow for me to sit on?
Yeah. Say, did you know your hair has all come down?
Oh, I let it down on purpose. Henry, do you mind if I play this phonograph while I lean back in the sun?
Well, if you have to.
My goodness, Henry. Aren't we lucky? Everything has ended up just beautifully.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, when folks get to talking about favorite desserts, there's one they never fail to mention, and that's butterscotch pie. Yes, sir, butterscotch pie is a mighty swell treat. And it's marvelously easy and inexpensive to make, too, when you make it with Jell-O butterscotch pudding. Because when you use Jell-O butterscotch pudding for the filling, you do away with all guessing, you save time and effort, and you make certain that every single pie will be a grand success. Furthermore, this rich, taffy-colored pudding gives you a pie filling that's as creamy and satin-smooth as can be. And you'll be delighted with its golden butterscotch flavor, its zestful, satisfying goodness. So follow the lead of so many smart, modern housewives. Tomorrow night, treat the family to a luscious butterscotch pie made the easy way with Jell-O butterscotch pudding. Ask your grocer for several packages of this tasty dessert, but be sure to say Jell-O butterscotch pudding. Because only Jell-O butterscotch pudding can give you such rich, mellow enjoyment.
Sorry, Mother, but I'm through with them forever.
Really, Henry?
I've never seen a girl yet that didn't turn out to be a disappointment.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just hard to please. Could you put some more sunburn lotion on me?
I'll ask Mary to.
Don't let Mary get near me. She'll put it right where my poison ivy is.
The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone, is written by Clifford Goldsmith. Original music composed and conducted by Jack Miller. This is Harry Bonsall speaking and wishing you good night for the puddings that are tops in taste. Jell-O pudding.
So Henry's decided he's through with girls. Well, I think he'll come around soon enough. After all, aren't girls the top thing most 16-year-old boys think of? That was School Picnic from the Aldrich Family. It was first broadcast on Tuesday evening, May 21st, 1940, on NBC Blue. So what was your favorite memory from being 16? Let me know, and if you want, I'll share it on future broadcasts, along with an episode from your favorite old radio series. You can reach me by writing to Old Parlor Radio, 2880 15th Avenue, Prince George, B.C., Canada, Victor to Mike, 1 Tango 1. Or if you use email, you can email me at opr@telus.net, T-E-L-U-S is how you spell TELUS. And yeah, I'd love to hear from you. And let's see here, I guess that's about it for me. So from the CFIS Studios in Prince George, I'm Corey Walker, wishing you a great week. Thank you.